Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, October 3rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Taking its inspiration from the U.S. National Prayer Breakfast, Ghana has launched its own effort. They want to see an annual National Prayer Breakfast in at least 30 African countries by the year 2010. Oasis of Love's Art Speck says they helped to spearhead the inaugural event.
September 10th. Is when the first National Prayer Breakfast was held at the Banquet Hall of the State House. It was quite the experience with various dignitaries from all over Ghana and some from West Africa in general being there.
Next, a record-breaking fundraising effort by Bible League volunteers is making a significant impact on believers in Russia. The team raised nearly $800,000 for Russia. That translates to almost 200,000 Bibles. Bible League's Connie Reitzma.
We could take the whole budget of the Bible League for 1 year and put the whole thing into Russia, and it still would not be enough.
Volunteers are still needed as the next project is for the Philippines.
Our goal this year has been raised by another $50,000 because we hope in our next two-year frame to provide more than 200,000 in the Philippines.
And thousands of people are in Australia for the Black Stump Music Festival this weekend. The festival features Christian music, art, and teaching, and Grace Ministries International is involved. Missionaries Craig and Sally Branvold's Mars Hill Cafe will help provide food, but staffers will also lead in worship and hold an elective seminar on keeping the faith. Pray that the festival will challenge believers and plant seeds of the gospel in non-Christians. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.